West, Jesus is King. Stay tuned. So as a disclaimer, I am a Kanye West fan, but I also know that he is human and he is not perfect. So some of the things in the past that he's done, I didn't necessarily agree with, but you know, he's human and I'm pretty sure people don't agree with some of the things that I've done in the past. But I still consider myself a Kanye West fan. And with that said, this episode is about like how powerful and how famous he is, yet he still has the same struggles as everyone else. And, you know, what's different is that he's a celebrity and the things that he does and he says is magnified to the extreme, simply because he is an artist and he is a popular artist and he's found a way to profit off of his art. And so some of the things that he's done in the past, people are very, very strongly pro Kanye West or against Kanye West. And I think we fail to realize that he's an artist and he is a black artist. And, you know, some of the things that he's gone through, everyone has gone through on some level, whether it be losing a loved one because he lost his mother a long time ago, and his mental illness, and people ridiculing him and mocking him, and his stint of Make America Great Again with the Trump hat. And through all of this, we sometimes forget that he's human. And so it's interesting that he's moved in this direction of really being spiritual and really being religious, and I don't find it off-putting, even though some people might. I think it's just him trying to figure out life, and it seems like he is doing better from this commitment to his religion. And you know, throughout this episode, you'll hear excerpts of him being human and trying to get his ideas across to people and people of power that are white are like, you can't come in here, you're a joke, you need to just stick to rapping, and so like it's a knock to his ego because he's so popular, yet he's still met with disappointment and blocks, like just like everyone else. But what's different about him is that he has millions of people judging him. Millions of people judging him. Almost like he is somewhat of a god. You know, like we sometimes put celebrities on these pedestals that they secretly don't feel comfortable standing on. And so, yeah, check out this excerpt of his Beats One interview, and I will be right back.
4 years ago, we did the same thing, but the difference was, and this is how much you've changed over 4 years. 4 years ago, you did the same thing. You turned to the camera and you were like, I need support to build my vision with Yeezy. And I need people to understand my place in fashion, my place outside of just making music, and I want to be taken seriously. And you said, give me a call. Now there's a different mission, and that required you to commit wholesale to your faith, not just as I am a Christian, but wholesale.
You know who my favorite founder is?
Who?
Jack Dorsey.
Right. Why?
Just incredibly smart, visionary. Mm-hmm. He created a bank on his third company. At one company, it fell. Second company's Twitter. Created Square, and now he's got a new arm. I like saying arm, not division. Mm. A bank that allows people to buy stock in companies as big as, I'm going to say his company. I don't know how to say the name, but it's the one that costs $314,000, Warren Buffett's. Berkshire Hathaway. Jack Dorsey's created an app where someone can buy into that stock at a dollar. Actually, I'm not saying that is not possible somewhere on the stock market. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying he created the app that allows everyone
to be investors.
To be invested. I mean, that's just one of the things he did. One of the things that he did is he wanted to invest in me early. And he never tried to sun me. A lot of times I would go out and meet with people in Silicon Valley, and it was really like the first episode of Silicon Valley, where Kid Rock is like, yo, I'm Kid Rock. And the very next conversation is, yo, that's Kid Rock. He's the brokest person here.
Right. So you were marginalized. You were trivialized. You felt trivialized in that experience as an entertainer trying to play tech.
Absolutely. Mm. And, you know, now that I'm in service to Christ, mm-hmm. my job is to spread the gospel, mm-hmm. to let people know what Jesus has done for me. You know, I've spread it a lot of things. I there was a time I was letting you know what high fashion had done for me. I was letting you know what the Hennessy had done for me. I was letting you know all these things. But now I'm letting you know what Jesus has done for me. And in that, I'm no longer... I'm no longer a slave. I'm a son now, a son of God.
In this next excerpt, it's a little window into the breakdown of Kanye West throughout the years. What's nice about it is that he's reflected on it and he can articulate it in a way where people can understand. And if you take a minute to jump out of it without judging it, you can see that it most likely would be heavy for anyone in that situation. And I wonder how you and I would behave with such a heavy burden. Take a listen.
For the Pablo tour with the stage, mm-hmm. and I watched the way that people moved under it, it felt like a worship. And it felt, the reaction felt like icon and idol worship. It didn't feel like a normal show. And I wonder, now that you're putting your energy into something, channeling it into something bigger than you, How hard that is, looking back on it with some hindsight. Just reflect for a minute how hard it is being on a stage when all that energy is coming at you and you didn't have a place to channel it, like faith.
Exactly. This is the exact point I was making. When you're not serving God, you're serving everyone else. You're serving your ego. You're serving your bank account. You're serving your legacy. You're serving your wife and kids, which is a good thing to serve. You're serving your management or the people that you're managing. You're serving Hollywood. You're serving your reputation. You're serving the responsibility of your race. You're serving, the thing is, I am, you'd say what I do with music, that I am a top chef, be like a 5-star Michelin chef.
Correct.
Of what I do with music, right? So imagine that level of chef having to serve at 10 different restaurants all at the same time.
Right.
And drive different places. Those meals.
Sounds like a road to bankruptcy.
A road to bankruptcy, a road to TMZ quotes, a road to the world just not understanding.
Falling out with your friends?
Yeah, falling out with your friends. and people just not understanding. The main thing is, look, we are living in the dark ages. We're living in an age where people die of hunger. We're living in an age where people are being killed in the street by their own race. We're living in an age where 1 in 3 African Americans are being locked up. We're living in an age where there are children being held at the border, some with their real parents, some not with their real parents. We're living in an age where houses are not sustaining through hurricanes, and there's companies that are worth trillions of dollars around the world with geniuses just working on how to make solely their product better. We're living in an age where someone could be fired for what they think if they say it out loud.
All right, folks. Next up is the final clip of this podcast from the Kanye West Beats 1 interview. And it's a little window into why I am still a fan of this imperfect human.
Music has more of ability to be light. Mm-hmm. Similar to Tesla, I'm about lighting the world up, about being a light, being a beacon, and having other people experience joy through what we create, whether they're holding the product that we create or experience the Sunday service or when they used to come to the tours and see the imagination, someone up there with a mask on. It's not about entertainment as more as, it's not about entertainment, it's about imagination. Witness the imagination and feel good. Know that things are possible. Know that things that you feel are possible. That's my job. That's what I'm here to do.
All right, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Smoked Free Zone. I just want to say I hope you enjoyed this episode. Feel free to connect on any social media device. I am here. I am open. And I just want to say stay peaceful, stay blessed, and stay whole. Until next time. Peace. You know, man.